Clinician detective, triphasic waves. Triphasic waves are among the most recognizable and clinically meaningful non-epileptiform EEG patterns encountered in patients with altered mental status. Their presence serves as an indicator of diffuse cerebral dysfunction, usually in the context of systemic metabolic disturbance. They do not signify seizures, nor do they point to localized cortical pathology. Rather, they reflect a global compromise of cerebral function, demanding a high degree of clinical suspicion for underlying reversible conditions. Much like FURTA, triphasic waves are not the disease themselves, but the electrical signature of a brain in systemic distress. They are most commonly observed in the EEGs of patients who are encephalopathic, ranging from those with mild confusion to deeply comatose states, and should immediately prompt evaluation for causes such as hepatic failure, renal insufficiency, electrolyte imbalance, or sedative toxicity. In contrast to epileptiform patterns, triphasic waves rarely require anti-seizure medications. Their real diagnostic value lies in their capacity to redirect the clinician's attention to systemic, often reversible, physiologic derangement. These waveforms frequently serve as the only evidence of a non-structural, non-seizure process affecting the brain. Identifying and interpreting them correctly can prevent unnecessary interventions, avoid misdiagnosis, and guide appropriate workup and treatment. Recognizing the morphology of triphasic waves. The waveform morphology of triphasic waves is strikingly stereotyped and easily recognized by experienced electroencephalographers. Each wave consists of a triphasic structure, first a shallow negative deflection, followed by a more prominent positive wave, and ending in a deeper, broader negative deflection. This triphasic configuration recurs at a relatively constant interval, typically within the delta frequency range, most often between 1 and 2.5 Hz. The rhythmicity of these discharges is not chaotic or polymorphic. Instead, the pattern is regular, periodic, and sometimes quasi-sinusoidal in appearance. Raw EEG analysis. This EEG segment illustrates a classic example of triphasic waves, a hallmark of electroencephalography in metabolic encephalopathy. The tracing clearly exhibits the triphasic morphology, bifrontal predominance, and anterior to posterior time lag that define this pattern. It is a high-yield example both visually and diagnostically. The waveform morphology includes three distinct components: an initial small negative deflection, component 1, followed by a prominent positive, downward, deflection, component 2, and then a deep, broad negative wave, component 3. The deep downward deflection in the EEG corresponds to a positive voltage, consistent with EEG polarity conventions. Spatially, these waveforms are most prominent in the frontal regions, particularly over channels such as FP1, F3, FP2, F4, and F3, C3, F4, C4. The amplitude is significant, measuring in the range of 200 to 300 microvolts, as estimated from the calibration bar. This amplitude is consistent with the frontal maximization typical of triphasic waves, making them readily visible even in a busy ICU EEG. Importantly, there is a clear anterior to posterior phase lag. In the midsection of the EEG, one can observe the same triphasic complex first appearing in FP2, F4, and then, with a brief delay, in C4, P4, and P4O2. This propagation pattern supports a subcortical generator, likely implicating diencephalic structures, such as the thalamus, which influences diffuse cortical areas. The waveforms are bilaterally synchronous, symmetric, and repetitive, occurring roughly every 1 to 1.5 seconds, consistent with a frequency of 1 to 2 Hz, placing them firmly within the delta range. There is some morphologic variability among complexes, as labeled on the upper left of the image. Still, the overall rhythm and three-phase configuration are preserved, which supports the diagnosis of triphasic waves rather than polymorphic delta activity. There are no epileptiform features, no spikes, sharp waves, or ictal evolution, further supporting the non-epileptic nature of the pattern. Additionally, the EKG trace at the bottom shows no synchronization between the waveforms and cardiac rhythm, ruling out pulse artifact. The presence of such clearly organized, bifrontal predominant, rhythmic slow waves in a likely encephalopathic patient should prompt immediate evaluation for toxic metabolic causes, with hepatic or uremic encephalopathy at the top of the differential. In summary, this EEG shows classic bifrontal triphasic waves, rhythmic, symmetric, non-epileptiform discharges with an anterior-posterior lag and triphasic morphology, maximal in the frontal leads, consistent with a diffuse metabolic encephalopathy rather than focal or epileptic pathology. How triphasic waves are distinctive. What distinguishes triphasic waves from other forms of periodic or rhythmic delta activity is their consistent anterior to posterior phase lag, meaning that each triphasic waveform first appears in frontal electrodes, FP1, FP2, F3, F4, and is then followed, after a short delay, by similar waveforms in more posterior leads such as C3, C4, P3, and P4. This phase lag is typically on the order of 100 to 200 milliseconds and can be confirmed by visual inspection or computational lag analysis. The anterior to posterior propagation supports a subcortical or diencephalic origin of the dysfunction. Additionally, the waveforms tend to be bilaterally synchronous and symmetric in both amplitude and distribution, suggesting a non-focal, diffuse process. The amplitude of triphasic waves varies but is generally moderate, typically ranging from 50 to 150 microvolts. Their appearance may fluctuate with changes in alertness, sedation, or systemic status, which highlights the importance of continuous monitoring in critically ill patients. Recognition of these features allows clinicians to avoid mislabeling triphasic waves as seizure activity or confusing them with benign rhythmic slowing or artifacts. Clinical context and diagnostic implications. Triphasic waves are most commonly associated with toxic metabolic encephalopathy, a broad term encompassing cerebral dysfunction due to systemic derangements. These include hepatic encephalopathy, particularly in patients with cirrhosis and elevated ammonia levels, uremic encephalopathy in patients with end-stage renal disease or acute kidney injury, and electrolyte abnormalities, such as hyponatremia, hypernatremia, or hypercalcemia. They are also seen in myxedema coma due to hypothyroidism and in sepsis-associated encephalopathy, where cytokine-mediated neuronal dysfunction disrupts cerebral autoregulation. In each of these conditions, the brain is globally impaired, not from direct injury to neurons, but from insufficient support for normal synaptic activity, impaired neurotransmitter metabolism, and glial dysfunction. Triphasic waves are frequently the electrical correlate of this metabolic disarray, and in many cases, their identification may be the first clue to a reversible etiology. Clinically, patients are usually somnolent, obtunded, or unresponsive when triphasic waves are observed. In the setting of hepatic encephalopathy, for example, their appearance correlates with worsening mental status and is typically observed in West Haven grade 3 or 4 encephalopathy. Importantly, triphasic waves are not specific to hepatic dysfunction. Although historically described in that context, numerous studies have since shown their prevalence in non-hepatic metabolic encephalopathies, particularly those involving renal failure. For example, they are often seen in dialysis patients with poor toxin clearance or in those with rapid osmotic shifts. Recognition of this pattern should prompt a focused metabolic and toxicologic workup, including assessment of serum ammonia, renal function, electrolytes, thyroid hormone levels, and toxic substances. Differentiation from epileptiform activity. Distinguishing triphasic waves from non-convulsive status epilepticus, NCSE, remains a critical diagnostic challenge. In comatose patients with rhythmic or periodic discharges, the question of seizure versus metabolic encephalopathy often arises. Triphasic waves can mimic NCSE in that they may appear rhythmic, repetitive, and occasionally periodic at regular intervals. However, several features favor their non-epileptic nature. First, triphasic waves lack evolution. They do not show the gradual change in frequency, amplitude, or spatial distribution over time that is characteristic of ictal patterns. Second, they typically do not respond to benzodiazepines in the way seizures do. While metabolic encephalopathy may transiently improve with sedatives, this does not confirm a seizure diagnosis. Most importantly, Triphasic waves are often reactive to stimulation. Auditory cues, tactile stimulation, or noxious stimuli, such as sternal rub or nail bed pressure, may lead to attenuation, disruption, or resolution of the waveforms. In contrast, epileptiform discharges often persist or increase in response to activation. Despite these distinctions, the line between triphasic waves and ictal activity is not always sharp. Some metabolic encephalopathies may present with ictal-interictal continuum patterns, in which features of both seizure and metabolic slowing are present. In such cases, continuous video EEG monitoring, detailed neurological assessment, and correlation with metabolic laboratory results are required to guide treatment decisions. The Salzburg Consensus Criteria and ACNS Critical Care EEG terminology helps standardize this evaluation, emphasizing reactivity, clinical context, and waveform evolution. Pathophysiology and anatomical correlates. The precise neurophysiological mechanism underlying triphasic waves is not fully understood. However, available evidence suggests a disruption of thalamocortical connectivity and impaired cerebral autoregulation. In metabolic encephalopathy, excitatory and inhibitory neurotransmitter systems are dysregulated. Astrocytic failure leads to an excess of extracellular glutamate, altered potassium buffering, and the accumulation of neurotoxins such as ammonia, which impair neuronal function. These changes particularly affect the thalamus, a central relay station for sensory and motor information and a pacemaker for cortical rhythms. Triphasic waves are thought to represent a synchronized oscillation involving the thalamus and frontal cortices. Functional neuroimaging in patients with triphasic waves often shows bilateral thalamic hypoperfusion or diffuse cortical slowing on PET or SPECT scans, supporting the idea of a global network disturbance. The anterior to posterior lag further suggests that these waves originate in the frontal lobes under subcortical control. This pathophysiology explains why triphasic waves are generalized, symmetric, and non-localizing, and why they are particularly sensitive to systemic derangements. Understanding this mechanism is essential for proper interpretation. Triphasic waves are not markers of focal lesions or cortical epilepsy. They reflect network-level dysfunction driven by metabolic compromise. Their stereotyped morphology and broad distribution align with the widespread nature of the insult. Clinical utility in critical care and prognostication. Triphasic waves are highly valuable in the critical care setting. In comatose or sedated patients, where neurologic examination is limited or unreliable, EEG can offer real-time insight into cerebral function. The presence of triphasic waves in a deeply encephalopathic patient provides important diagnostic direction, suggesting a non-structural, non-seizure, metabolically driven impairment that may be reversible. This can redirect attention away from unnecessary imaging and toward metabolic panels, toxin screens, or the initiation of dialysis. Moreover, triphasic waves are dynamic. They can resolve with the correction of the underlying disturbance. This gives them prognostic utility. In hepatic encephalopathy, the disappearance of triphasic waves may precede clinical awakening. In patients with uremia, the attenuation of symptoms after dialysis can signal an improvement in cerebral function. Conversely, persistence of triphasic waves despite therapy may suggest ongoing or irreversible damage. However, it is essential to interpret them within context. Triphasic waves do not carry intrinsic prognostic value in isolation. Their significance depends on trajectory, duration, and response to treatment. For instance, a patient with sepsis and triphasic waves who remains comatose after full resolution of systemic abnormalities may have suffered hypoxic or structural injury not immediately visible on EEG. In sum, triphasic waves serve not only as diagnostic indicators, but also as functional biomarkers for cerebral recovery. They remind clinicians that, in the setting of global metabolic derangement, the brain may remain electrically active and recoverable, even when outward clinical signs are absent. Critical information for clinicians. Triphasic waves are not just an incidental EEG feature. They are a diagnostic signal with immediate implications for assessment, clinical reasoning, and treatment decisions. Triphasic waves are a window into the global function of the brain and often the most objective clue pointing toward a reversible toxic metabolic encephalopathy in critically ill or obtunded patients. First, triphasic waves are not seizures. This cannot be emphasized enough. Their rhythmicity and repetition may resemble non-convulsive status epilepticus, NCSE, especially to those unfamiliar with EEG interpretation. However, triphasic waves lack ictal evolution, do not localize to a cortical focus, and do not reflect hyperexcitable neuronal firing. Misinterpreting them as seizures can lead to unnecessary escalation of antiepileptic drugs, prolonged sedation, and delay in correcting the real cause, which is almost always systemic, such as hepatic failure, uremia, hyponatremia, or drug toxicity. The hallmark of good clinical reasoning in this context is recognizing that a non-evolving, reactive, triphasic pattern on EEG should shift the diagnostic lens away from cortical epilepsy and towards systemic dysfunction. Second, reactivity is a clinical clue, not an incidental feature. Physicians should ask whether the triphasic waves attenuate with auditory or tactile stimulation. If they do, this supports the diagnosis of a metabolically depressed but viable thalamocortical system. A reactive EEG suggests preserved neural network integrity, and thus, a higher chance of clinical recovery if the underlying cause is treated. This makes EEG not just a diagnostic tool, but a real-time physiological barometer of brain responsiveness. Third, triphasic waves point to reversibility, not futility. Their presence is not necessarily a marker of poor prognosis. They are often seen in encephalopathies that improve with appropriate intervention. Physicians should avoid therapeutic nihilism when triphasic waves are reported. Patients with hepatic encephalopathy may revert to baseline with lactulose or rifaximin. Uremic patients may clear the pattern with dialysis. If triphasic waves are detected, the next step is not intubation and anti-seizure loading. It is a search for the correctable cause: ammonia, creatinine, sodium, TSH, and drug levels. This is where internists, hospitalists, nephrologists, intensivists, and neurologists must work in coordination. Fourth, triphasic waves do not justify long-term antiepileptic therapy. Starting a chronic regimen of levetiracetam or phenytoin based solely on the presence of triphasic waves on EEG, without clinical seizures or epileptiform activity, is a misapplication of neurophysiology. It burdens patients with medications they do not need, exposes them to side effects, and obscures the actual cause of their encephalopathy. Unless the EEG shows coexisting epileptiform discharges or seizures, triphasic waves are not an indication for chronic anti-seizure treatment. Fifth, triphasic waves can track improvement. Serial EEGs showing reduction or disappearance of triphasic waves may precede or parallel clinical recovery. This is particularly valuable in patients who remain comatose despite improving lab values. In such cases, EEG can offer reassurance that brain function is returning even if behavior has not yet followed. Conversely, persistent triphasic waves despite metabolic correction may signal ongoing subclinical cerebral dysfunction or hint at additional pathology, such as hypoxic injury. Finally, triphasic waves are not limited to neurology. They frequently emerge in internal medicine, critical care, and emergency medicine settings, often before a neurologist is consulted. For the frontline physician, recognizing this pattern and understanding its implications can be the difference between correctly treating a reversible metabolic derangement and misdiagnosing a seizure disorder. It is also a litmus test of clinical reasoning. Can the clinician integrate EEG findings into a broader diagnostic picture, avoiding reflexive treatment and targeting the cause? What we wish every clinician knew is this: triphasic waves are the brain's distress signal in metabolic imbalance. They deserve to be heard, not silenced with the wrong medication. They call for correction, not suppression. And most importantly, they often point to a chance for recovery, if we're prepared to look beyond the waveform. The clinician detective's challenge: triphasic waves are not a diagnosis. They are a clue, one of the most reliable, though frequently misunderstood, signs of diffuse brain dysfunction. To the inexperienced eye, they might seem like rhythmic noise, or worse, a seizure. But to the trained clinician, they are a precise physiological message from a distressed brain. The challenge lies not in recognizing them, since most seasoned readers can identify triphasic morphology. However, the real challenge is in interpreting what they mean, for whom, and in what context. When triphasic waves appear on an EEG, they are rarely accompanied by dramatic clinical symptoms. They often appear in patients who are already encephalopathic, drowsy, confused, obtunded, or comatose. These patients may exhibit no focal deficits, no seizure activity, and a non-diagnostic CT or MRI scan. The triphasic waves, then, may be the only real physiologic evidence that the brain is metabolically impaired yet still functionally active. It is here that the clinician detective is most needed, to determine whether this pattern is the sign of an imminently reversible systemic insult or the aftermath of a more severe, irreversible brain injury. The task is nuanced. Triphasic waves are non-evolving, non-epileptiform, and reactive to stimulation. Yet their periodicity, symmetry, and bifrontal predominance can mimic ictal activity in critically ill patients. A less experienced clinician may leap to treat presumed non-convulsive status epilepticus, escalating antiepileptics, initiating sedation, and even incubating, when the true intervention needed is far more targeted: correcting ammonia, restoring renal clearance, replacing sodium, or withdrawing sedatives. The real skill lies in resisting the impulse to treat the EEG and instead using it to direct attention to systemic causes of cortical depression. What makes this diagnostic process particularly challenging is that triphasic waves represent a functional disturbance, not a focal lesion or structural change. They arise from disordered thalamocortical interactions, often driven by neurotoxic metabolic states like hepatic failure, uremia, or severe electrolyte imbalance. There may be no lesion on imaging and no laboratory value grossly out of range. The clue is the rhythm itself, a frontal dominant, rhythmic delta waveform with a distinct three-phase morphology and an anterior to posterior lag. In the right hands, that pattern redirects the clinical investigation toward the liver, kidneys, electrolytes, endocrine systems, or medications. It tells the clinician where to look next, not just in the chart, but in the physiology. There is also a prognostic dimension to the challenge. The presence of triphasic waves in the context of metabolic encephalopathy is not always a sign of futility. In many cases, they disappear with effective treatment, serving as an EEG biomarker of cerebral recovery. Conversely, if they persist despite correction of metabolic derangement, they may signal deeper, irreversible cortical injury. It is not their presence alone, but their trajectory that informs prognosis. The detective must observe the patient, not just the pattern. Is the mental status improving as the waves abate, or is the EEG unchanged despite clinical interventions? Triphasic waves demand intellectual restraint, diagnostic curiosity, and disciplined interpretation. They are not seizures, but they can resemble them. They are not benign, but they often point to reversible disease. And they do not dictate treatment, but they shape it by refining the clinical lens through which the patient's condition is understood. This is the essence of the clinician detective's task, not to react reflexively, but to listen carefully to what the brain is telling us. To see a patterned waveform not as noise or artifact, but as a coded message from the cortex under stress. And to respond not with medication first, but with inquiry, because triphasic waves are not a call to treat. They are a call to investigate. Key takeaways. 1. Triphasic waves are non-epileptiform, rhythmic slow waves associated with metabolic encephalopathy, most commonly hepatic or uremic. 2. They present as symmetric, bifrontal delta waves with a distinctive three-phase morphology and anterior-posterior lag. 3. Triphasic waves typically occur in encephalopathic patients and should prompt evaluation for reversible systemic or toxic causes. 4. They are not seizures, but may mimic ictal patterns. Reactivity to stimulation helps differentiate them from non-convulsive status epilepticus. 5. Their resolution often parallels clinical improvement, making them useful for monitoring encephalopathy in critically ill patients.